Justin Fluke back with you. We're going to talk Perry LeCompton boys hoops now with head coach Matt Simmons. The Cavs get a win to start their midseason tournament at Oskaloosa this week. 6-2 overall, still undefeated at 4-0 in the Big 7 League. And coach, you'd won your first game back from the break there against Riverside, 61-51. And then a big win, 81-17 over ACCHS yesterday, finally getting that first game in the Oski tournament. So I guess the bottom line is your team continues to play well, even despite all the time off and probably lack of practice and court time for your team, like most squads here over the last few weeks.
Yeah, we came out pretty rusty in the Riverside game, and we kind of got away from some of the stuff that's made us pretty good over the last four or five games. And, you know, we knew coming in with, you know, Tyler's team, they were not what their record showed. They were 1-5 coming in, but they'd lost back-to-back games in overtime against two tough teams. They played a tough schedule to begin with, and they came out and put it on us pretty quick, and it was back and forth. I think it was a four-point game at half, if I remember back that far, and we struggled with Percy Duncan like we always do. But I was proud of our guys in the second half. We made some adjustments and knocked off some of that Christmas break rust. And some kids made some big plays to seal that up. And then moving into the Oski tournament, everyone's been dealing with all the snow and cancellations and postponements. And I think our guys are just fired up and excited to be back on the floor. And as a coach, you know, it was the same. You can only, you know, motivate your kids so long when you've had one game in almost a month. And it was time to get back out there, and we put on a good showing for the first night back.
Well, I mean, your team has won five games in a row. I mean, even going back to December, but I'm sure, you know, that confidence is there and developing, you know, a fun chemistry and swagger. And the other good thing about your tournament now with getting Valley Falls next is that you're going to have, you know, three games against three non-league teams here with playing again on Friday and Saturday. So I know you have the goal of a championship in this midseason tournament again, but looks like some different teams and still some pretty good teams your next couple games.
Yeah, I think we are building some chemistry. You know, I've mentioned before, we only had two players on this team that even stepped on the varsity floor last year. And we had a lot of question marks and a lot of kids coming in. We weren't sure how they were going to be. And they just fit right in. And the best thing about this team so far is how much they like each other. We had a kid last night, Cooper Trendle, who stepped up, took three charges. And when he took his third charge, the entire bench was on the floor and I had to push them all back. They were so excited for him. And they've been a joy to coach. They're really humble. They're really hungry to learn. And, it's been a really fun group to coach. And, you know, winning the five games a lot has to do with that. They're coachable. They like each other. They love the game of basketball. Makes my job pretty easy. Moving forward, playing Valley Falls, we've had our battles with them, the last couple years. 2 years ago, we lost to them in the championship of this tournament. And, you know, Caleb went undefeated that year until the state tournament, and then they brought back a lot of kids from that team last year, and we had a pretty good battle, and the Dylan Cervantes kid didn't play last year, and that was a benefit to us because he's an absolute stud, and now his younger brother is starting for their team, and Zach Evans is a name who's been known around the area for a while, and you know, it was good yesterday to kind of get some different guys some minutes and kind of get back in the flow because we got a tough test on Friday.
You bet, Friday and Saturday. And then, going to have some three-game weeks, I know, as we look ahead now for the rest of the schedule. Well, good luck, Coach, finishing out your tournament this week. Thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next week about more of your results.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Matt Simmons of Perry LeCompton, the Cause Coaches Shows here on KNZA, are presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.